All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with the boys. I've been having a lot of debates and discussions with people on the boys' comics. A lot of people said the boys' comics are not as good as the television show, and a lot of other things. I'll just say briefly that I think that these comics, they may not be the best written books, but they deliver in a kind of over-the-top grindhouse, sensibility that one should expect when they're going to even look at these kinds of comics. Like, you're not going to get, like, The Sandman or The Invisibles or, you know, some of these great Watchmen, Killing Joke, stuff like that we consider to be well-written, just timeless comics. You're not going to get that with the boys. But what you are going to get is a lot of, fun schlock and over-the-top gore and some offense and profanity and just all that crazy good stuff, right? So, okay, guys, with that being said, let's continue and do the boys. Mommy, I want to go on the big ride, part one. Right, here we go. Taxi! Oh, bloody hell, look who it is. I was Jocelyn then. You coming? But, it's me, I'm back. Yeah, fanfare of trumpets, mate, but time waits for no man. We've got a job on, you coming or what? Where are we, what do you make of this, then? Huh? Who did that to her? Have another look. Is he a transvestite? I mean, a transsexual? Look it up in the guidebook later. Cause of death was a bad beating. Old Bill found the body a block and a half from where we're going. Where's that? Place run by a bloke, it suits what they're after. Girls, boys, pills, porn. There's a few of them into this sort of thing, birds with dicks and that. They give him a bill in advance, and he has whatever they've ordered waiting. Who is he? Wait a minute. Why aren't we interested in... Well, one, you might remember, we don't let these arseholes go off in whoever they fancy. And two, the name that comes to mind when you're talking about ladyboys, locally anyway, is Jack from Jupiter. But... Jack? Yeah, specifically he likes to say his magic word, turn invulnerable, and then have a gang of them fuck him six ways to breakfast time for as long as the little blue pills last. I'm the unfortunate owner of an award-winning short depicting exactly that. Jesus. I thought I'd seen it all, but in Herogasm, but just when you think the bastards had done it all. Yeah? My eyes glazed over ages ago, to be honest with you. I sometimes think every one of them just goes down a big list of kinks until he finds the one that gives him a hard-on. Aye, listen, there's something I want to say here, alright? I was doing a bit of thinking while I was away, and things aren't going to be the same as they used to be. Aye, slurp! Oh, terror, you're a good wee dog, aren't you, pal? I'm sorry, I never even said hello to you. Oh, you're a good wee dog. Yes, I don't tell him it often. Enough, but he is. An acquaintance once told me that he had a loaded firearm on hand when a migraine struck. An acquaintance once told me that had he a loaded firearm on hand when a migraine struck, he would quite happily put the muzzle to his temple and let it fly. All I could think was, how bad can a headache be? 10 minutes in that man's office and I stand enlightened. Rather than pre-campaign equals more impact equals delay, a child could process a notion like that. Anyway, thank you for asking. Oh well, I was just... No, really, I do appreciate it. The reason I was calling was to ask if you'd visited our friends recently, just to ensure that all's well. No, I haven't. No, I've been doing a lot of reviewing. Creative exploration are well worth keeping an eye on, as you said. I also mentioned the teams. That team. The last thing we want now is some unforeseen development, particularly as we move into this final phase. Of course, their time will pass unquestionably, but their PR impact will be crucial during the transition. I'll look into it right away, I promise. Listen, if you keep on getting migraines, I know my problems are nothing, Miss Bradley. Back to work for us both. I've not been this high up on the Upper East Side before. 89th and Tosser, so speaking of all the time you were away, were you ever in touch with Blondie? Oh no, she's out of the picture. So she's none the wiser about any of us. No, how could she be? Nice one. Look, before we go and see this soup pimp or whatever he is, there's something we have to get clear. What, that things ain't gonna be the same? I'm serious, I don't want to be running to catch up like I used to be. I want to be involved properly. Every time there's an operation, I want to be part of the decision-making process. Blimey, Huey, who you been talking to? I've not been talking to anyone. I can work things for myself. I mean, I can work things out. I can think for myself. Look, this is non-negotiable, all right? There was a lot of stuff I didn't like. There were too many surprises. Say on. If I'm gonna come back for good, I want to be all the way on the inside. I want to be second in command around here. Be like an NCO. This is what you spent your summer holiday thinking about, is it? I wasn't on... I know. Alright, I ain't saying I couldn't have done a better job of giving you the why for now and again. I probably do like to play stuff a bit close to me chest. But you gotta understand, there's times when I can't stop for a show of hands. I've gotta keep things moving or we're fucked. That's not what I'm... And what about Frenchie and MM? They've been both longer... excuse me. They've both been this... try that one again. Damn. They've both been at this longer than you have. Guess what, boys? Huey's back. Or as he's to be known from now on, the Sarge. I'm not saying you gotta consult me. Not when the fucking shit hits the fan. I'm talking about before that. Before we even decide what we're doing. I'm sorry, my mind's made up. That's it. You fuck off for nearly a month and come back and drop this in me lap and all you say in your mind is made up and that's it? Yes. Fair enough. What about this? You earn it. Eh? Earn it. You do a good job on this thing now, if it turns out to be something at any rate. And when we're done, I'll decide. If I think you've pulled your weight, if you show you can think on your feet and you've got what it takes, you're sorted. We'll work out what to say to MM later. If I don't believe it, you can... Excuse me, if I don't believe you can hack it, I'll tell you. Come on, I can't say fairer than that, can I? Alright, you're on. What does NCO stand for, Huey? Eh? NCO? What's it stand for? Come and meet Dr. Peculiar. I mean... Fuck knows what his real name is. That's just what everyone calls him. Watch out for the AIDS monkeys, by the way. Neek, 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 neek. They didn't fucking do shit. Really, I'm telling you, it wasn't me. I haven't even been to Peculiar's. I mean, not for fucking months at least. But when you do go... No! Come on, Jack, it's your thing. It's one of your things. I mean, some of the porn you forward to me. Jesus. What? No one's judging you or anything. It's just that if things went a little too far one time... Oh, you two-faced little bitch, A-Train. When I remember the shit I've done for you, the places I've taken you, the people you'd have never met without me, I trusted you, and you sit here and fucking do me like this with this pathetic, passive-aggressive crap. Okay, okay. You think anyone here actually buys it? Or you think you're gonna get ahead? You couldn't be less fucking subtle if you pulled the homelander's pants down and ran your tongue up his ass. Meanwhile, regarding the email from Vaught, I'm not trying to change the subject. Look, I don't think it would be a good idea for any of us, to start standing in judgment on anyone else's extracurricular shit. There are very few secrets left around here, either about where people stick it or where they like it stuck. Regarding what I do at Doc Peculiar's, topic fucking closed. Regarding the email from VA, I didn't kill the freak. Okay? Dude, You could put me on a fucking lie detector. You realize this is the worst possible time with the Homelander's plans approaching fruition. Yes, exactly. I mean, why the fuck would I do this now when we're just about to take down the goddamn... No. I don't want any discussion of that. Not here. You think? But Vought took the bugs out, right? They sweep the place all the time. They could easily have been replaced or deactivated. When a sweep begins, then switched back on. We never did find out how Butcher's people got them in here in the first place. That'd be disastrous. Those fuckers, I completely forgot about them. Confirming what a dipshit you are, in case anyone had any doubts. Fuck you, cocksucker. Fuck you, you backstabbing prick. Ready for another one, old Amazon warrioress? Fuck off and get me an OJ instead. At least I'm not a shit-stabber fag from Jupiter. That's brilliant. Did you come up with that when you were jerking off to the mirror? Enough. Let's just remember that walls have ears. Whether you killed this creature or not is moot. Enough people will think you did that they'll take an interest regardless. Just keep a low profile and pray that the police investigation goes nowhere. And in the meantime, try to keep away from any cocks that aren't your own. Alright, Doc, I heard you had a spot of bother. Mind if we have a sniff around? Nah, of course you don't. You know what side your bread's buttered, don't you? Neek, 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 neek. Terror. Brrr. Neek, 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 neek. Does he mind? Yeah, of course. But he don't want his girls and boys and in between getting done in. That's bad for business and he knows the NYPD ain't gonna make it a priority. And let's face it, he knows better than to say no to me.
You go back a bit, do ya?
Yeah, we're like that, except I wouldn't let the weird fucking bastard anywhere near me. He supplies high-class strains for soups willing to pay. You're bleeding right, we go back a bit.
Jeez, he's got... Do they know he has all this?
Smarter ones probably know he has something. It ain't for blackmail, it's just to be sure they don't misbehave with the merchandise. Which is another reason why this thing with Jack's so dodgy. Here, do you want to see a photo of Soldier Boy drinking piss?
What? Ah, for fuck's sake!
There's another one of him doing the old human ashtray bit if you're interested.
No, thanks. I was right, wasn't I? There really is no fucking end to this.
What, the sex stuff? Well, maybe it's a bit like being a porn star. By the time you get there, you're enough of a mess that you're up for anything. I mean, look at the pressure the soup kids are under just from their mums and dads, or the things the techs at Vought do to train them. And that's even without some dirty old cunt like Godelkin coming along. Then again, maybe it's more like ancient Rome. They can, so they do. I don't know. Really, if I was a psychiatrist, I wouldn't be carrying a crowbar around with me. Here we are. It's just a bit of a sickener, though. That power, all that potential. I mean, there's some of them could fly to the bloody moon. Almost make you think about just exterminating a lot of them, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah?
Aye. Do them all. Total annihilation. Solve every problem in one go.
Blimey.
And again, where would the fun in that be, eh?
Precisely, my son.
Here, did you ken that spacer there does abortions? One of many services he provides. Let me guess, Mauve. Yeah, he's been rummaging around up there so long he's probably found Stormfront's car keys.
Stormfront?
For starters, how many little ops is she on now? 2 dozen or so?
I
think it's gone up a wee bit since you last had a look.
Atta girl.
All right, so Jack was here the night it happened. Point against. Then again, the tranny they found was here earlier on, but wasn't one of the ones he was with.
Oh, I?
He paid for 4 of them. Excuse me, he paid for 4 of them. Apparently he likes a good long session. But when he arrived, he only wanted the 3. He made some joke about feeling his age. Anastasia, Kev Baker of Hancock, New York, was left about 8:30. Jack was here till 1 in the morning.
You listening?
Aye, aye, 1 in the morning, so it can't have been Jack.
Unless he was waiting for him outside. Some sort of tip from before, maybe. There's something about this you don't like, is there? You said it was dodgy early on. I'll tell you what it is, Huey. Jack ain't right for this. Don't get me wrong, he's a slimy fucking soup shitbag, and if he died of cancer, I'd laugh me bullocks off. But he ain't into the rough stuff. Not given, anyway. He ain't built for it. No? He says his word, and you couldn't get an anti-tank round through his skin, but that's his lot. Without that, I doubt he'd win on a Barney with Stephen Hawking. Which don't really prove anything, I know, but... It's why I don't think this one's business as usual. Me evil cunt sense is tingling. Time we was off. Yeah, cheers, Doc. We'll give you a shout as soon as we hear, you mental fucking bleeder. What is this? I notice it's on the way. What is it? Oh, bloody hell, he didn't have a fucking statue made of it. Wonders will never cease. Remind you of anyone? It's not your man Kessler, is it? Brace yourself. Not long after Raynor took over, she said we had to have an official observer along on the jobs. Just the new boss trying to put her stamp on things. You know the routine. Mallory was doing his nut, but I said, why not? Whatever dickhead they send's gonna get himself killed inside a week, and that'll be the end of the official observer. Soon as he showed up, the old man took one look and gave me the go-ahead. So we come down here, I think. We was looking for might have been something to do with Master Fate. We walk in, say hello to the doc, and fucking AIDS monkeys go mental. The instant they see the bastard, they're all over him, howling their heads off, ripping his clothes to bits. I can't believe it. The doc just stands there staring like a plonker. Monkey starts screaming. I start laughing. Then I see what it is they're doing, and I'm fucking pissing myself. Oh, the monkey got his name. Oh, Jesus Christ. Huey was the fucking funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, mate. Eventually, I stopped laughing long enough to pull the bloody things off him, but the damage is done. He's flapping 90 to the dozen. I got AIDS. They've given me AIDS. AIDS, AIDS. I'm gonna die of AIDS. I said, don't be a fucking cunt, son. You can't catch it from being spit roasted in the ears by monkeys just because some lunatics dyed them green. Oh, so they're not actually... Oh, fucking hell. No, they ain't. But I'm told you can definitely get it from bog seats if you ain't got your wits about you. Aye, all right, funny man. Some of the shite I've seen in the last couple of years makes Aiden Monkey sound downright sensible. Yeah, fair enough. Tell you what, it's a bloody good job you can't get it off him, or we'd have to get a monkey-ish... Oh, excuse me. We'll try that one again. Tell you what, it's a bloody good job you can't get it off him, or we'd have to have got a monkey a shot. Shot of what? You know, take care of the virus and that. Eh? I mean, it costs a fucking fortune, but... Are you trying to tell me we got a cure for... Not funny. Oh, come on, mate. Not funny at all. It was just a look on your face. I mean, come on. If we really did have a cure for AIDS, would I fucking give it to a monkey? Behold my triumphant fucking return. Heh. See, that's one of the things I like about you, son. You never judge me. Heh heh. Come on then, Terror. Off we go. Next, Anonymous. 57. Whoa! There was a... I don't know if it's real. But the woman claimed that the baby was dark because the husband was eating too much chocolate, and that the baby turned dark because of all the chocolate that her husband ate. And this is a real, like, I don't know if it's something that somebody made as a meme, or some woman actually said this to her husband and tried to get him to believe it. But, yeah. Well, this is great. The Big Ride, Part 2. I mean, when you consider the way we used to be, this is just wonderful. I'm really trying to get some sleep at the minute. You've been lying awake as long as I have. Look, I told you it wasn't going to be much fun. You told me you loved me, but you wanted me to run away and hide. When I wouldn't do that, you said you knew you couldn't stop me following you, and you wouldn't kick me out if it came to it.
Thus did Romeo woo Juliet. So here I am. You're laughing. I can see you. You're laughing. I was trying to think about practicalities. I have money. I've moved what I've saved from my stipend out of my 7 account. And I know the CIA must pay you something, secret agent man. I mean, I was worried about you getting hurt. You were worried about me getting involved. Annie, I can't use you as a spy. I will not let you infiltrate the 7 for us. I don't want you mixed up with these boys at all. They're bloody lethal, so they are. I just had a crash course in their secret history, and I can't tell you that anyone that crosses paths with them is going to get chewed up and spat out. Then why are you willing to take the risk? I'm one of them. Really? Close enough. It's not them so much as the world they live in. I mean, they're a pack of bams, no doubt about it, but I trust them with my life. It's just that it doesn't matter if you're a good guy or a bad guy, if they take a liking to you or no. Sooner or later, something'll just happen. It's big boys' rules. So what are you doing with them? Oh, they're coming thick and fast tonight. I did survive the 7, you know. It's not the same at all. Okay, so why don't we just go, you and me? Why don't we both leave this horrible world of theirs behind? Oh, I've thought about it, believe me. But I feel committed to this. Like I'm stuck in it. Far too deep to just piss off. Feel like I might be heading for... I think I have to stick around to keep an eye on things. And I know I said they were bampots, but they're my pals. Which is just the best word for crazy people ever. I like head the balls, or spacers. What's that other one, loopers? You were kind of quiet when you got in tonight. Oh, he's just a guy in charge. Your boss. You get a little edgy when you talk about him. I'm not edgy, I'm just frustrated. I wanted to come back all cool and decisive and tell him how it was going to be from now on. But it's like he just instantly overturned it. He didn't even mean to. He just walked out the door when I was about to walk in. Like, it's not like he was expecting me like... Unless he saw me through the door when I was coming across 5th. Oh no, but if there's anyone actually likes the world the way I was talking about, it's him. It's starting to look like he does everything he can to keep it that way. Huh? This is the same guy that gave us our line about 2 people finding each other? Woof, woof, woof. Mobile? Woof, 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 woof. Yeah, alright, alright. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, bullocks. All right, 10 Hut Trooper, fuck right off. Say, they're giving me a cameo in the Webweaver prequel. I get to save some coups. How do you do that? Do you have to open an account or something? Listen, have you heard from Mauve? No. Bugs have all just quit on us, not shut down like when she kills the signal before asleep. Gone. All of them? Conference room, kitchen, Homelander's Kazi. Looks like they all went at once. What the hell does that mean? Either they went on the fritz all at the same time, which is unlikely. Or she was too pissed to remember there was a sweep coming. Or they got her. Which would be a goddamn first. Do me a favor and find out which it is, eh? Why not confront him? Hmm? Your boss. What's his name? His name I've never mentioned once, you mean. I know. Keep her out of the loop. Don't let her get her fingers burnt. But if you're talking about this world being the way it is, you think he's actually contributing to it? See, if you think he's actually contributing to it, why don't you just come out and ask him about what's really going on? Because I'm scared to, in case all these wee suspicions I've got turn out to be true. I feel like I've turned over enough stones recently. I thought I wanted to ken all about the past, but it's just given me more to worry about. Well, from what you told me about these guys, isn't that what you should have expected? Aye, but now I just feel like I'd rather have stayed ignorant. I don't want to piss you off here. I'm just trying to catch you in a contradiction. This is just devil's advocate. You said you thought you should keep an eye on things, but you're also afraid to investigate the situation. Does that mean you want to just wait and let stuff happen? Like, find out the hard way? Well, that certainly sounds like me. I keep everything nice and tidy... until it all falls apart. Okay, head in the sand, try this. If you did call him on all this stuff, where would you make a start? Oh, what do you want to know more than anything else? No. What?
No, it's not. I don't. Come on. What? Huey, you're like me. You have no one else to talk to in the world. Not about this stuff, anyway. Come on. I'm worried that he got me to watch that tape of you because he knew all along. About us. No, I just told him about us, just after you told me about you. He said he was worried you were a spy, like you'd sort of been assigned to me. He said work your way through the surveillance tape, see if you can find him talking about it. So I started a wee bit before when we met, and he suggested you start there. Did he? He did. He sounds like a wonderful man. Annie, don't even think about having a go at this guy. I'm fucking serious, right? I mean, I'm not even sure it was deliberate. It's the logical place to start.
Uh-huh.
Bugs. This is all because of the bugs, right? I suppose so. I heard them talking about it once. The Homelander, the man from Vought. It was right after Vic the Veep's speech got leaked. The one about using us in the military. Oh, aye. Well, so that's how it happened. So strange to think I've been living under surveillance. I was going to ask you what you thought about that. I mean, it was your home. They were your... You knew them. And I'm one of the boys is watching them for 24/7.
Try that one again, guys. That didn't sound right.
I mean, it was your home. They were your... You knew them. And I'm one of the boys that's watching them 24/7. They're a bunch of despicable pigs. The only one who showed me any kind of humanity at all was Mauve, and I don't care about her because she doesn't care about herself. If you want to take them down, you do it. Honestly? Oh, Huey, forget about the Seven. I don't give a damn about the Seven. I suppose I should be pissed off about everything you've kept from me, but as you said, that cuts both ways. I should be freaked out beyond reason that you're a government agent, and I guess I am, but maybe experience has taught me to bounce back from the crazy stuff a little faster. I don't know. Do you know what really concerns... Excuse me. Do you want to know what really concerns me? What puts all these fucking revelations in the shade? Come in. Just to sleep. Please. Petite Huey! Back from Elba! Eh? Mon Emperor! Ugh! Et avant, mon brave! Ses Messieurs of the Deep on the Imaginary Channel. That's a nice one, Frenchie. No. Oh, yes, man, present. Present? Well, oui. You traveled far, non? Now you return and bear with you a present for your old ami. Cacheron? Tripodon, whose number one food source would presumably consist of human beings. What's the problem, Petit Huey? You've come back from holiday and brought your chum. Fuck all, it's perfectly okay. What, but... No, do not concern yourself, it's understandable. But I didn't know you were... Jings! Hello, Jamie. Jesus, Hen. What, you been feeding him? He's fat as fuck. Ah, la femme guardian of votre hamster. Vos avez a present for her, perhaps? I honestly didn't think that. It's the way of things in these harsh times.
Get me something.
And everybody thought you...
Kidding. Welcome home.
Ah, thanks, mate.
Good trip?
Course it was. Right little voyage of discovery, wasn't it, Huey? Eh? You was saying you done a lot of thinking, but now you're ready to come back.
Got your place at Potamus again?
Aye, I have. Aye, no bother. He held on to it for me anyway. I was mostly just, you know... I doubt he had that many bards desperate to move in, mate. You've got to move somewhere decent, get yourself out of that fucking crawl space. Here. Stick this under your beer or the big lad will have your bullocks for marbles. Right then. Everybody ready to get back to Everybody ready to get back to work? Come on, Frenchie. Your program's over. No. Come on, be a sport, eh? Shant. Oh, bien, sir. Huey and me'll handle the thing with Jack. I don't think it needs anyone else for the time being. How's it coming at your end?
It ain't. The Homelander been fucking crazy. I can't tell you nothing you don't know already. We didn't miss shit on the tapes. I watched them from the beginning twice. If there's some Vought-type profile, it's buried deeper in the Legends password's gonna get me.
and they tighten it up on that shit all the time. Black Noir is a dead end too. Impossible to pin him to that ident code I found. Black Noir? Nothing. Frenchie, the bug's still out, sorry. You'll be a bit of a loose end till I can get him sorted. Perhaps we should join in on Jacques de Jupiter after all.
Huh.
To a diff, we would be having a go.
That I did.
Worse ways than this, I gotta say, that there are. Wait a minute, go at the 7? Take him out for a bite after this and get him up to date, eh?
Sure.
I just don't like how handy it is. I don't like that it don't fit, Jack. A certified scumbag, A-list soup. A dude gets whatever shit whenever he wants it. Goes from fucking these freaks to offing one. Is that some big leap? He was there, don't forget. Time is not perfect, but all the same. There is the irony of you speaking up in his defense, Monsieur Calcutta, but man shall not live on irony alone. Well said, Frenchie. That's exactly what I was thinking. See, if it did turn out to be Jack, what would our first move be? Stick this on YouTube, I suppose.
Capo!
Ah! Come on, bitches! Fuck me into glomph! Turn it off, for fuck's sake! That's really horrible! Is that his word, then? Capo? Is that all it is? Oui, mon brave, if the moment ever comes, remove his head before the second syllable. Well, as far as I'm concerned, a fella into shite like that is something nothing. Yeah, well, it all makes sense. It's just what we need. It's handy, like I said.
But you still ain't buying it.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me being daft. I always thought when the time come, it'd be the Homelander. We'd use the stuff we've got on him and take the whole thing nuclear straight away. I wish I could get the idea out of me head that we're all being taken for a ride. Some monkey's really running the show. I mean, I hardly know him. I only saw him the once. Little bitch boy, sperm missed the egg and grew up anyway. Ain't been in touch since he came to visit, so I'm guessing shit got fixed. You mean terminally-like? I mean fixed like butcher gut to him no more. He don't wet every fool pisses him off, or we'd be neck deep in bodies. Oh, it's just... Well, I heard how Jonah Vogelbaum really died, you see. His butcher did it. He never killed himself at all.
Yeah?
Aye. How about that? A lot of other stuff and all. How's the colonel doing these days? Hunky fucking Dory. He said you wanted me to know the truth, but you're not going to bog up your go and vault.
Sounds about right.
So, you put up with stuff, will you? Like your flask?
Let me say this as plainly as I can. Because the way you're talking right now, you're kind of dancing around shit.
Let's try that one again.
Because the way you're talking right now, you're kind of dancing around shit. I ain't afraid of butcher. We clear on that? Huey, I figured you ought to hear things from the old man's perspective. But what happened between him and butcher makes it hard. Which is how come I played it the way I did. Anything else is my business, okay?
Sorry.
So you know what you know, and here you are.
How come you back again, and what is it you want to do? I was thinking about that last night. I was thinking about how I seemed to keep asking questions and then just backing off. But I can't deny I feel frustrated. I listened to Mallory, and I just ended up with the same old things I've been wondering about for months. Like, where are we, really? Are we good or are we bad? I mean, what side are we on?
We're on the side that fucks up soups. That don't answer the part about good or bad. You ain't been paying attention. Outside of that, Huey, all I can say is you're gonna eventually have to shit or get off the pot. Or go completely fucking crazy. Another way to cope right there.
Eh? Oh. But were the two of them no mental to begin with, like?
Maybe, you hair-splitting motherfucker.
Shit, who knows what the hell goes on in those two little heads? Gone to buy shoes. A-X-X-X. Ugh! Oh. Jesus Christ, just what I bloody needed. Transcript. Oh my goodness. QM/L, number 1/1/1998 PC. Like old times, sweetheart. Daddy and his little girl sure did have themselves some fun back then, huh? Not talking? Listen, honey plum, I think I know why you're mad at so mad at the son of a bitch. Now don't get those pretty pink panties in a twist, but is it anything to do with those pictures? What? You know, of you and him. I mean, it is him, right? He's got to be the one sent them around. Sent them around where? Well, someone gave Daddy a set when he was at Victory. Some of the guys on the board at Vought had them, but don't worry, Daddy. Don't you worry, Daddy burned them. Daddy always knows what to do. And if you're serious about getting back at that prick, I have some people you might like to... Is it safe here? I mean, are we being discreet? Well, hell, sugar pussy, you ought to know that better than anyone. How many problems have they taken care of for you? And remember that mess when Super Kraut thought he had an heir and the doc even made that go away? I'm just not sure. You don't want to go to Daddy's place with those moldy old comic books all piled up. Come on, this is perfect. Ain't no one talks about who they ran into visiting a goddamn cat house. But when I think about the people I've been here with, some of the things I... Next, through the heavens fall. Though the heavens fall. 58. These went on for a while, didn't they? Is this making you uncomfortable? The Big Ride, Part 3. No. Are you sure? You don't seem exactly overjoyed to be here tonight in a room with a pair of preoperative transsexuals, I mean. Well, alright, I suppose it's making me uncomfortable. May as well be honest, eh? Why not? But imagine how uncomfortable we feel. A friend's been murdered and the NYPD's sense of priority extends as far as sending two British exchange officers. So show a little sensitivity and stop lurking over here in the corner, hmm? All right, Jesus Christ, you don't have to be such a little slut about it. Only way I know how to be, sweetie pie. And then there was three. You must be Madeline. Come on and have a seat and we'll get stuck in, my son. So, Jack turns up at 8. He wants 3 of you rather than 4. So your maid Anastasia goes home about 8:30. Jack leaves at 1 in the morning. So far, so good? Yes. That's it. Why was Anastasia the one to go? There anything between the two of them, one way or the other? No, nothing at all. Well, what? I got the impression he was kind of sweet on her for a while anyhow. Recently, not so much. Didn't say nothing about it when the officers talked to you the other day, Mads. It's just how it seemed to me. Thinking things over since. Didn't really occur to me before. So when did you develop this impression he was sweet on Annie, exactly? When the two of you were giving him a double anal. A double anal? Did it seem he... excuse me, we'll try that one again. Did it seem like he liked her just a little bit better? What the fuck is your problem? What the fuck is yours? I've been with you and Annie and Jenna every time, and that little goblin's been here, and I don't recall him showing the slightest bit of affection for any of us. I certainly don't recall you mentioning this even once. Yes, well, maybe Annie didn't tell you everything, Tabitha, but he told you something, did he? Because that's an interesting new development. I didn't say she did, look, I'm trying to help you here, okay? Yeah, you are. You're giving us the link between the victim and the suspect, which is exactly what cops like to hear about. Which has been the problem with this since the beginning, really. We keep getting whatever we need to go after Jack from Jupiter. Good point. Constable Campbell. Doc, I wonder if you'd be so good as to read young Madeline his horoscope. We'll give him a minute, then. There's something I've been wondering about with this fella. If he's got so much dirt on everyone, why do we not go to him all the time? I mean, with them files of his, we could sort it out this swing wing and tech nights like that. Dirt on everyone, yeah, including a couple of people to sign our checks. This is a special case, mate. The doc knows that as well as I do, but there are limits. That's why I prefer the legend. Yow! Oh, no! No, doctor, please! What the fuck? Oh, this is bad news for young Mads, Huey. Dr. Killer don't like his boys using. That said, I bet you got a nice big syringe full of smack around here somewhere, ain't you, Doc? Go and get it for us, will you? What? Because I'm going to bang it into this little cunt's arm, and then we're going to see what's what. You're not cops. Of course we are, Sunshine. You talked to us, didn't you? Transcript. QMSF. Number 8. 21388. And now I find out you were running with some Untermesh the whole time? Is that your idea of dedication? It was... It was Midnight Lightning, if you really want to know, and I don't recall signing on for some kind of eugenics program. Silence, American or Sal! I am supposed to be the herald of the coming race, and you have given me a little Schwarzer. Well, maybe if you were packing the gear to do the job, I might not. Transcript, QMSMILPG, number 33, 4, 11, and 90. Ayel, it's nice when we can get together, just us girls. We don't do it often enough. Oh, that's good. That's really fucking good. That's better than the usual. The doc always gets the best stuff. It's even better if you put a little on here like this and then... Okay, brace yourself. Oh, Jesus, there's no end to it. Ah, there's fuck all's gonna tell me anything. Transcript, HL. Cell outgoing, 12-2-97. HL, it's me. We're on. Get your fucking ass down here now like at fucking warp speed. And remember to use the window. It'll be third from the front on the east side. Doc's floor. What are you doing in her file, scumbag? Can you hear me? Did you hear what I said? She's here. She's warming up with a couple of cavemen. I got about a pound of the doc's best shit. Oh, Jesus, don't start with the laughing. Not now. This is the moment we've been waiting for. Look, if you're worried, don't be. She's not gonna know until way too late. Trust me. I'll take care of it. Just trust me, okay? I promise. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fucking great. Hello? She'll never know. She won't figure it out until afterwards. We're the same size and everything. It's just too fucking good to be true. It's gonna be hilarious. Okay, I'll take the heavy breathing as a yes. I'll see you soon. Third from the front on the east side. Don't fuck it up or we'll never get another shot. Yeah, this one's gonna have to be not safe for work, guys. There's just way too many explicit fucking pictures and full tits. Which, they didn't even like it when I was running a channel on that. Like, I don't even think I can show full boobs on these comics. I don't want to chance it. Oh, fuck. Fucking bastard. Fucker. You evil fuck, you piece of shit cocksucker. Calm down. It's another transcript from 97. Calm down my ass. I'll fucking kill you both. You and this brain-dead ape of yours. Don't you fucking laugh at me, asshole, cocksucker, prick. You'll let us know when you're finished, won't you? Fuck you. I trusted you. I must have been out of my mind. You made me a fucking laughingstock the last time. You made me into a goddamn porno exhibition for those motherfuckers at Vought. And now you make me this fucking zombie. Now you make me fuck this fucking zombie. Nobody made. Don't even fucking try that shit. What were you thinking? What kind of sick fucking evil goes through that head of yours? You really want to know? Do I? Oh, that's Homelander. Do I? What? Yes, yes, I want to know. I thought enough time's gone by. I bet I could convince her I'm truly sorry. The stupid whore's in love with me anyway. She wants to think it was a bad thing I did when I was immature, but I'm a better person now. Then I'll get her to do something really fucked up. The end. This isn't happening. This can't. Let's get Mauve to fuck Black Noir. That'd be good for a laugh. Fucking asshole. Fucking overgrown frat boy piece of shit, you... Bitch. Don't overstep. I'm sorry. Please, you're hurting me. You ever lay a hand on me again, I will end you. Do you understand? I will... Jesus Christ, on a fucking bike. Your powers are fucking weak, faggot. Oh, wow. You can't win, bitch. You take me out, I'll fuck your mother in the ass. How about that? The fuck you talking about? My mother's your mother, you sick fucking prick. I'm in character, you fucking Jamook. Jesus Christ. I don't mind those two assholes. It wasn't Jack. No, it was a load of bullocks. Someone got to this one tranny, this Madeline, and bunged her 10 grand to feed us the story. All very clever. Hold the big news about Jack back for the second time around, like he'd only just remembered it. Only the mistake the cunts made was picking a junkie.
Who?
Yeah, who? Who beats a ladyboy to death to frame Jack? Who knows we'll be sniffing around and plants a story they think we're dying to hear? Who knows about Doc Peculiar's in the first place, come to that? And who the hell wants the boys on a collision course with a 7, which is the obvious way for it to go? That's the part don't make no sense. Nobody wins that one. Madeline said they just knocked on his door one day. Asian bird and a black lad, casual clobber, local accents. Means nothing unless it's sort of a go at throwing us off the scent by being weird, which is just, I don't know, clumsy, like the rest of the goddamn thing. But we ain't falling for it. We ain't putting out the footage of Jack. Not that I'm gonna phone the bastard and tell him he's in the clear. Which brings me to Moff by a bit of a roundabout route. What's the story there? Aw, she got scared, pulled the damn bugs herself. Said whatever's going on with Vought in the Homelander, things are just too hot right now.
Yeah?
How often does she think it'll get if I call Vought myself and tell him what she's been up to? Hey, don't go talking crazy. You hurt her and you don't got nothing at all, apart from a nice warm feeling inside. Now listen. You listen. They've been talking nearly non-stop shite on them things for ages. And just when life starts to get interesting, she bottles it? No bloody way. You ain't getting sentimental about the bitch, are you? Because I know you used to give her one from... I know you used to give her one from time to time. I always thought it was just for a laugh. Jesus fucking Christ. Who the hell you think you're talking to? Because if you... I think I'm talking to the bloke used to tell Mallory never, never to get soft on the bastards. The bloke said 9/11 was a full-on war atrocity. And she was part of that one, remember? She was there on the day. Right. End of. Tell her if she don't put the bugs back in, I'm gonna want to meet her myself. Non-fucking negotiable. We'll find our own way out. Oh my God. Jamie, you weigh a pound. Oh. Hey, you're not gonna believe this. Sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't know you were. Oh, Huey, stop it. I should have knocked him, sorry. Huey, don't be a dick. I mean, what is it you're freaked out about? The naked chick or the fat hamster? So, should I put my t-shirt back on? Shite. Sorry. I gotta get this. Sorry. B-text. Jack footage release. Get here now and watch your back. Oh, fuck me. With what appear to be several transsexuals, opinion is divided on whether the images are genuine, but a number of experts have confirmed that the film is not a fake. No comment has been made by either the 7 or the Vought American Corporation. No! But the affair casts serious doubt on the hero's position with the world's premier super team, who have long served as an example to... No! They're not gonna fucking make me do this! Excuse me. That's not how he said it. They're not gonna fucking do me like this! Butcher and his sick fucking crew of freaks, they're fucking not! That's a lot of fucking. Fuck you! I didn't kill the fucking tranny. I didn't. They think I did, but I fucking didn't. And they put this shit out to fuck me. I'm an innocent fucking man, I am. Regardless, what you really are is done. What? You can't possibly survive something like this. Superheroes don't do these things, or those things. It does not compute territory for the little people. You're off message is what you are. Vought'll be getting ready to Photoshop you out of the picture. I'm a little surprised we haven't heard from them already. You mean you're just gonna... Oh, Jesus Christ almighty, who the hell am I kidding? Well, I may be fucked, but I'm not getting fucked alone. I'll take those cocksuckers down with me. No, you won't. I'll fucking take them out, that's what I'll fucking do. Wrong again. You might want to remember the lamplighter. Fuck off, Wonder Tits. So what's going to happen to me now? Am I going to be fucking exiled? Me and the from Teenage Kicks and Michael fucking Richards? Watch your mouth. Oh, better by the minute. Now I'm talking shit from the least black man on the planet. What is that supposed to mean? It means Trident Ebonics. It means give it a little more ghetto, Jungle Bunny. Whoa. Okay. Yeah. That's what happens when you say that. No. Carpo. Wanna try it now, faggot? Huh? Wanna give it another fucking try now? Do you want me to? Cut the shit, both of you. The last thing we need right now is a bad situation getting worse. Ha! Oh no, we wouldn't want anything fucking up your little pet project, would we? A child of 4 would know to keep his mouth shut at this point. Okay, okay, man. I get it. Look, the last thing I want to do is piss you off. But I didn't do this, okay? I swear it. Now, you can listen to my heartbeat if you want. But I think you know I'm telling the truth. They don't know shit, but they fucked me for it anyway. And you might have been ready to kick me out of the never-ending party. But have you thought about what's really happening here? They're doing this to me. They're doing it to you. To the 7. They've just decided, okay, he's guilty. Let's fuck him. And one upload later, they've taken down one of the top fucking soups alive. Is that really how easy it is? To do one of us? Are you really gonna let that stand, Homelander? I mean, how much shit are you ready to eat for these fucks? Funny the way things go sometimes. How so? Well, the Jack film, I know it sounds daft, but I sort of never really thought we'd need it. Just being in the 7 should have been enough to make him keep his nose clean. Such a pathetic little load of shit to start things rolling over. He's such a pathetic little load of shit. Start things are rolling? Well, they're gonna think we're the ones posted it, ain't they? It's bound to shake something loose. Way I see it, it was as likely to be this as anything else. Yeah, not something bigger? That ain't the way life is. Sometimes it is. Sometimes life is big and mad and fucking widescreen as it deserves to be. That's what I'd always thought. That's what I always thought to kick things off, I suppose. Something really mental. We're going up to the roof now, mate. You're staying here. Woof, woof. No argument, son. You're staying. Woof. Au revoir, noble chien de terreur. Remember me with kindness, yes? I'm not being funny or anything, but are we all gonna get killed up here?
Hope not. But if it does come to a Barney, I want a bit of room to maneuver.
But, I mean, it's us against the 7. It's gonna be a bloody massacre.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that, then. They've had all day, mate. They're gonna come after us sooner or later. And they're gonna be wanting answers.
I mean, what the fuck's really going on here? Who posted that bloody footage online, for Christ's sake?
Don't know. But I have a feeling all their dreams are about to come true.
Sorry, I just can't believe everyone's so calm.
What do you want to do, try hiding from him? Even if one could, I for one am not inclined. It is a thing that must be faced eventually, Petite Huey.
Oh, fuck me.
Anyone lives anywhere else is a cunt.
So is now good?
Or should we come back another time? Next, the first casualty. 59.
Derek Robertson's rough pencils for the cover to 59.
He's telling the truth. The big ride. Conclusion.
What?
They didn't do it. Posting the footage, it wasn't them.
No, that's bullshit. It has to have been them. I mean, who else could it be?
No idea, but I know he's not lying.
He's fucking controlling his breathing or something. He's learning how to slow down his heartbeat. He's lying.
Don't be ridiculous.
Ridiculous? This is my fucking life we're talking about. These cocksuckers ruined me. They fucking did me for good. And you look at this prick for 5 seconds and give him a pass just because he says otherwise? Well, fuck that. I'm not going out like some asshole. I want payback for this shit. I'm gonna fucking kill these freaks and nobody's gonna...
No. You're leaving. The stakes are too high for self-indulgence.
Fuck, 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 fuck! You assholes, you fucking pieces of dog shit.
Just go, idiot.
I'm gonna get you for this. I don't give a flying fuck, you dicks.
And we're gonna leave as well because this ain't the time. No, you're right. It isn't. Wait. Someone has attempted to provoke a war between us, a potentially cataclysmic confrontation. Should we not investigate? Should we not team up and... Don't be a cunt all your life. You're a lot beyond your way. I'm sure we'll be seeing each other again sooner or later. Let's just get back to normal for now. Get everything back to normal, yeah? What the fuck is your problem?
I... You want a fucking problem, you?
None.
Well, that was a right laugh. I tell you what, I'm feeling a bit peckish. Does anyone fancy a spot of nose bag? Chinky? Oh, sorry, Hen, I didn't mean to say... I was thinking steaks. Do monkey's expenses a bit of damage? Ah! Of the end. What noble creatures are our four-legged friends. I was a vegetarian once, but I grew out of it. That's funny. Jack's back at Doc Peculiar's.
Yeah?
Yeah, Doc says he showed up 20 minutes ago, stinking mood. They know he didn't do the tranny, but none of the others want to go in and bum him. He's doing a bleeding ton of blow. So, are we going to try and find out who set us up here?
Of course we are.
Because, I mean, we all could have got killed there, like, and that was definitely the objective to exercise. It's dastardly. It's downright fucking muttly, mate. Are you gonna upstage every fucking thing I ever say? Eh? Dastardly, my word. I brought it back with me from Scotland. I used to say it when I was a laddie. It's mine.
Alright.
I don't want to sound daft or anything, but...
Too late.
No, I'm serious here, right? I mean it. You undermine everything I do. You do it all the time. It's like the other day when I got back, you saw me coming and you ambushed me. You didn't want me saying that I wanted to, so you threw me off balance.
Ambushed you? The fuck are you on about?
You did. You didn't want me saying it, so you stopped me the way you always do, until you were ready. And I'd be all confused and you'd have the advantage. Petite Huey, you have adopted the manner of the talking heads. You stop making sense. Oh, you stop fucking laughing at me. I'm not fucking kidding about this. I'm fed up feeling like a fucking prick just because you love fancy a laugh. I've been here long enough. I do my fair share, and it's about time I got some fucking respect. No one's. And another thing. All that's about trannies and ladyboys and calling him and mate. That's not what they're called. You know I hate that shite. They're human beings, and when they get killed, it's as bad as it happened to anyone. It's not a joke. It's not just a fucking stick to beat the suits around the head with, either. Like, if it hadn't been Jack, we wouldn't have given a fuck.
Huey, keep your voice down, man.
It's exactly the same as what happened with Swing Wing, and that boy you fucking murdered. You didn't give a shit about him. To you, he was just a poof and an arse bandit. All you wanted to...
I killed Swing Wing.
What?
I unscrewed a part of his winky fucking jetpack so it'd run out of fuel. I did it right in front of you. I did think about using him as a source, but then I thought, fuck it, let's just do him.
Now maybe I called that lad a few names, but on the other hand, I got the cunt that chucked him off a roof.
What'd you do?
Fuck. You're just doing it again. You're saying whatever you have to, just to keep my bloody head spinning. You always can just how to do it. But I can things too, alright? A fuck sight more than you thinking.
Yeah? What is it you know, then?
I think I know what you're on about, with this undermining carry on. You ain't saying it all that well, but I think I got the idea. Enough said, alright?
It's fucking chair, sorry about that, guys. Big part of the comic and you're hearing this chair creak.
So... Huey's right. We do want to be looking into what's happened. No time like the present, yeah?
Right then.
Excuse me, boys. I've got to see a man about a dog.
You mean... Wait a minute. You can't go after him now. The Sevener...
Shut the fuck up, Huey.
But...
You gone out of your goddamn mind?
Why on earth would you feel the need to tender your resignation? I, sir, overstepped. I very nearly precipitated a disaster. I failed.
And?
Sir, I promoted you and granted you a measure of autonomy. You explored a variety of policy options. Now, in doing so, you certainly exceeded your brief. Yes, I know that, sir. I had the feeling you were encouraging me in the direction I ultimately took. I misinterpreted. Yes, that's true, but what I was gonna say, Miss Bradley, was that... Give me one moment, would you?
Boom!
I was going to say that while you did exceed your brief, and while it's still too early to declare the seven surplus to requirements, there was ultimately little harm done. Jack from Jupiter is not the Homelander. He isn't even the Deep. What he is, really, is eminently replaceable. We'll send him off to be a hermit and bring in somebody new, maybe Maverick or another one of the young Americans. The public like these lineup changes, gives them a pleasant sense of involvement. I suppose I didn't think about it from that angle. Well, think about this. You showed remarkable personal initiative and ambition, not to mention admirable creativity. You ran the simulation, looked at the numbers, then you acted. It was a good plan, well executed, just poorly timed. If you don't mind, one last comment. Really just a matter of personal taste. Oh, of course, sir. Releasing the footage was really a step too far. Once you realized Butcher wasn't going to do it, that would have been the time to cut your losses. Again, just personal taste. Yes, I see what you're saying. Thank you, sir. You really shouldn't be so quick. Excuse me, we'll try that again. You really shouldn't be quite so quick to despair, Miss Bradley. Don't forget you're an integral part of the team, of the Vought American family. You really are quite vital. Goodbye. About time, sluts. Why'd you kill me dog, Jack? Why'd you do it? Why'd you kill me dog? Poor wee fella. First bad day. Just the first. Why'd you kill me dog, Jack? Why'd you kill me dog, Jack? Why'd you kill me dog, Jack? Why'd you kill me dog? Please, it ain't me, son. I'm somewhere else watching it happen. It ain't me. Why'd you kill me dog, Jack? Why'd you kill me dog, Jack? Why'd you kill me dog, Jack? Why'd you kill me dog? The end. Wow. Butcher probably has lost it at this point. The dog was the only thing that was keeping him grounded. Pinup art by PJ Holden. And of course, here you go. Yep, we finished it right on the dot. And there's all these battlefields. There's not that many issues in there, though. Just a pilgrim. All right, so what's next? Volume 10. Gotta let it load for just a little bit. And then it'll find it. So what'd y'all think of that? Man, that was messed up. Oh, that was, okay, so it's just gonna bring us Volume 9 again. All right, so it didn't do that. I'm not going all the way back into it. Well, I guess I can do this. Can I? All right. Wait a little more. Maybe I wasn't reading the PDF. I don't know. Some are higher quality, but it's really difficult to tell. Damn. Alright, guys, so this isn't really. Alright, here we go. And then the next one. There we go. Volume 10. Butcher, Baker, and Candlestick Maker. And thank God this one's shorter. It's only 146 pages. This is when shit's gonna start getting crazy, I guess. We still got 10, 11, and 12. So, quite a few more issues, guys. But we should be able to go through this one pretty quickly. We'll probably handle that in about... I don't think I can do it in one, but I could probably do it in two. I mean, I don't know. I did 90 pages, and 40 wouldn't be that hard, so I probably could handle it in one go. We'll see. I might be able to handle it all in July. So, alright. I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more boys, and of course, Volume 10, Butcher, Baker, Candlestick Maker. By the way, guys, you can buy all these comics right now at the Humble Bundle. They're having an awesome deal where you can buy them all from Dynamite. So do it. Buy them. Buy them all. Read it yourself. And it also comes with the little sequel that he did. There's a small sequel, I think it was with Dear Annie or Dear Somebody. Anyway, if you like that, you can pick them up. I think it's like $7 for all of them, which is crazy, right? So definitely, you know, check that out. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner. By the way, slight little announcement if you're still here. So, I've been looking at the views, I've been looking at the hits, and you guys really are digging my comics. There are freaking Chaos comics that have almost 3,000 views, and I almost fell backwards. If you guys want to support me, like, I might bring up a Patreon or something. Like, somebody was like, oh, no, you're... I don't know. It's like, it's up to you. It's like, do you guys think... I mean, is it good enough? Do you want to pay me? I mean, it's always just something I do for fun because I enjoy the comics and want to promote them. But if anybody, you know, wants to support me, I guess you can. I don't know. I'll think of something. I'm pretty sure there's other people that do this that make money off of it. And it wouldn't be bad to have a few extra dollars every now and again, especially with what's going on with the inflation in this country. It's pretty rough. But anyway, thank you guys for supporting me with just reading. Excuse me, not reading, but just listening to all this. Like, you guys have listened to me longer than I've listened to myself. I've literally looked at, because YouTube settings actually allow us to see how long you've been listening. And I'm like, oh my God, in the past month, people have listened to me more than I have heard my own self talk. And it's pretty amazing. Like, you guys really love these comics. So, like, I feel obligated to bring you more. So, thank you so much, guys, for all your support, and I will continue to bring you the comics. Yes, we do so many other things, but I want to keep this, like, comic... It's a comic zone, right? I don't want to get rid of the old interviews that we did with the show and all that, because, like, that stuff, you know, it is what it is, and there's still some gameplays that I have on there. But comics are the main reason for this whole YouTube channel. If for those of you watching on YouTube, obviously the other channels are different things. But, this one, it's all comics. I want to bring comics, and I want to make sure that you guys have playlists so you can go from one to another, so you can enjoy all the books at your leisure, you know, while you're just chilling, hanging out, or working hard, and you want to listen to some great drama. You know, I fuck up a lot. I understand I do. Sometimes I don't get the accents perfect. But, you know, there's just times where I get it, and it's 100%, and it works. And I feel the emotion in the page, like, and it just comes out of me. It's like, well, that's what that character's feeling right now, so I gotta express that when I'm reading this. You know, a lot of people, they might just think, oh, you're just reading the comics. No, I'm giving a full-on performance, and it takes a lot out of me sometimes. So thank you guys so much again. This would not exist without you guys, because you guys are fucking awesome. I never thought you'd catch on like this. And even the adult ones, which, you know, of course we have protections on. This one here, it'll have to have a not safe for work, and that's just because of some of the things in it. Yes, we have done things before, but there's just way too much nudity, and there's way too much foul, like just hardcore offensive language that I don't even want to play with YouTube on. Like, I don't want to play their games. Like, let's just put a not safe for work on that and be done with it. So, all right, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with Spawn coming at ya next. I'm out.